Peace and inner tranquility is so critical to your health and even your prosperity. It helps you sleep better, think clearer, and digest your food better. In fact, inner peace impacts the world in a profound way. Without it, our life can become miserable, filled with fear, anger, and hatred. With it, we enter a state of tranquility where we are rewarded with good health, good relationships, and material success. But what is peace? And more importantly, how do we achieve it? In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the only path to peace and how to start your journey towards that inner state. I promise you, the technique I'm going to share with you will be life-changing. You will begin to live life with high energy, enthusiasm, and love. Love for yourself and love for humanity. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome to today's episode. If you are new, hit that subscribe button and the notifications icon so you don't miss any future episodes, including a free course on the four essential daily rituals I have coming up. And if you are an existing listener, welcome back. I hope you are enjoying my podcast, and I sincerely hope it is making a difference in your life. We have also just kicked off our YouTube channel, so check that out if you want to put a face to this voice. And before I kick off this episode, I want you to know that I'm in this podcast for the long term. My lens is to help you build a better life. I want you to know that so you appreciate what motivates me. Okay, now let's kick off today's episode, which has been on my mind for many weeks. And there is one mindset technique and practice that has helped me build a beautiful life, one that I love even with all its setbacks and challenges. As I said on many occasions, I don't share anything with you that I don't personally live by. And before I share that technique, I want to give you some context. And I want to ask you a question. Think back to a time where somebody hurt you or hurt the people that you love, and it made you angry and vengeful, and you couldn't sleep easily or eat or digest your food, a time where you carried around tension in your body and where the negative feelings of fear, hatred, revenge, and aggression dominated your daily thoughts and feelings. You know, perhaps it was someone who cheated on you, took something from you, gossiped about you, or even physically hurt you. Now ask yourself, how did you deal with that? Were you bitter and hateful to that person? And where did that get you? Was this a successful period in your life? Were those feelings loving to you, that feeling of hatred and revenge? Did holding on to those emotions of fear and anger and hatred and aggression make you feel good? No. In fact, even the memory of it right now is probably giving you a negative physiological response. Now, do you think you can live the life that you deserve? Do you think you can feel energetic and happy? Do you think you can build awesome relationships or a great business or material wealth if you are walking around with that cocktail of those negative feelings going through your body? No, of course not. Negative energy leads to negative outcomes. And carrying around feelings of resentment or bitterness as a result of someone hurting you in the past is not loving to you. It serves no purpose. In fact, it is damaging. But how do you know that you are hanging on to past hurts? Like, what are the symptoms in the body? You know, the body always pays the price for what is going inside your heart and mind. Whatever affects your emotions affects your body. Your body holds on to emotions, and this is often reflected in posture. And you know, those tight areas such as the neck or jaw or back or hamstrings. We all have those tightness in our body, and we don't stop to think that it could be coming from our emotions. And there are also more insidious symptoms from holding on to past hurts, and it could be anxiety and stress, or you are quick to get angry or have high blood pressure, poor sleep, even low immune function. You could have an increased risk of depression or actually be depressed. And the ultimate sign is really you have a significant decrease in energy levels. And here's the thing, when you practice the technique I'm going to share with you in today's episode, the reversal of those symptoms can sometimes be instant. I've seen it happen so many times in my one-on-one coaching. Now, before I go on and share that technique with you, I want you to imagine that there are two lands separated by a huge river. On one land is the land of envy, hatred, fear, aggression. And that land is predictably barren, right? Devoid of grass, trees, fruit, and sunshine. On the other side of this river is a land filled with love and peace, empathy for others, camaraderie, excitement about the future, development, progress. Now, the point is that to get from the land of pain and regret and suffering to the land of love, peace, and progress, you need a bridge. That bridge, my friends, is forgiveness. That is the only path to peace and love. There are plenty of peace lovers who preach love and kindness, but the question is, how do you get to that state of love in the first place? Love for others, even the ones that hurt you. It is through forgiveness. So it all starts and ends with forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of those skills that is often forgotten. And it probably explains why there is so much conflict in this world, because at the individual level, we have forgotten and have never been taught how to forgive. You know, I have these memories in life that I carry with me. And some of these memories we take with us to the grave, some big memories, defining moments, and other seemingly small things that stick with you. And as a little boy, I remember watching an epic movie called The King of Kings, and it was about the life of Jesus. Now, I was born and raised in Lebanon as a Catholic, and we went to church every Sunday. These days, not so much, I must confess. I have really strayed away from my religious practice and more into a space of internal spirituality. I do believe, however, that in the early years of my life, where I was raised a Catholic, that some teachings and principles stuck with me and make me the spiritual person I am today. So I'm not overly religious, but one thing I remember from that movie, and which lives with me to this day, is the final scene where the actor playing Jesus was nailed to the stake. We know it as the cross, but it was a stake, right? Now, whatever your beliefs, whether you believe Jesus was the Son of God or not, he was a man, flesh and blood, with the same pain experienced by any other person. And he was hanging there, nailed to the cross, in agony. And he looked down on the soldiers that did this to him and then back up to the sky and said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." I remember it gave me goosebumps at the time, and it's given me goosebumps at the moment because what a beautiful example. He could have easily said, "Father, punish them," right? That's the expected human emotion. But true greatness lives in those words, "Father, forgive them." So the key word that stuck with me is forgiveness. How do you forgive somebody that's hurt you? How do you forgive yourself when you make mistakes and live with the regret of past actions? I promise you, by the end of this episode, you're going to have this skill for life, and you will feel like any load that you have been carrying will feel a lot lighter, and in some cases, completely off your shoulders. But here's the thing, forgiveness is also essential to your success. Your prosperity. However you define your success and wealth, one thing is for certain, you can never achieve it if you are not grateful for the present moment and have a clear vision for your future. A vision without current state gratitude only leads to anxiety, right? And you've heard me say it many times. And gratitude without a vision for the future inevitably leads to stagnation and general apathy. Let me repeat that. A vision without current state gratitude only leads to anxiety, and gratitude without a vision for the future inevitably leads to stagnation. What does this have to do with forgiveness? Well, you cannot practice gratitude and have a beautiful vision for your future if you are hanging on to past grudges, resentment, bitterness, and hatred for someone. You simply cannot. Gratitude and vision can only be effective if they are felt in your body. But if your body is filled with pain, bitterness, hatred, and blame, there is no room to feel gratitude for the present and excitement for the future. Therefore, you need to release yourself from the prison of your past hurts and built up resentment or hatred for others. You need to let those go. Now I want to talk about peace. What is peace? What does it look like for humanity collectively? And what does it look like in your body individually? Forgiveness isn't just about making this world a better place one person at a time. It's also about your personal success, as I said. It's also about your personal peace and contentment. We talk about sleep as a superpower, and don't think twice about the heavy burden that we walk around with when we are carrying resentment or bitterness or hatred or revenge for things we've done in the past or the people who we believe have wronged us. So really, if you need to enjoy personal success, you need to be able to have high energy. To have high energy, you need to sleep peacefully. You cannot sleep peacefully if you're hanging on to the past. You may think you are sleeping peacefully, but your body is holding on to a lot of tension. When you go to sleep, your body manifests that tension. It comes to the surface because it's in your subconscious, right? Which explains how you can sometimes wake up with a tight jaw and a sore neck or a tight stomach or even tight hamstrings. And you think, how in the hell, what did I do overnight, right? And it's because the body pays the price for any emotional pain that you are hanging on to. And you cannot heal the past and build a compelling future. You cannot move forward in life and achieve your goals and dreams if you are hanging on to resentment, pain, and hatred for someone else. This is not just me talking. This is one of the rules of the universe. In fact, you know what I just thought of? I think that practicing forgiveness individually leads to peace globally. In other words, collective peace starts with individual forgiveness. Your impact on this world happens in two ways. One is passive and the other is active. The first way, the passive way, is where you stop hurting other people. You've heard the saying, hurt people hurt others. A few weeks ago, I produced an episode on the most destructive human emotion and how to avoid it. And really, I felt compelled to talk about forgiveness then because destructive emotions like envy breed other destructive emotions like fear, hatred, aggression, revenge. And this leads to a vicious cycle where you are stuck in a loop of envy, hatred, aggression, and then you hurt someone. So your inner aggression leads to outward aggression. And you cause that person to also get stuck in a loop of hatred and aggression. And the cycle then descends into an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, where both sides become blind and toothless and cannot savor the beauty in this world. And then when that happens on a mass scale about a particular cause, then hatred and aggression spreads like a virus. I keep reminding people that we have gone from one pandemic to another. That other is a spiritual kind, where people have lost their natural affection for each other. You know, I call it the pandemic of hostility. The second way your forgiveness impacts the world is by example. Ultimately, to forgive someone, you must have empathy for why they hurt you. You need to walk a mile in their shoes. You know, as a lawyer, I saw how the justice system in Australia moved away from a punitive approach to one focused on rehabilitation. It recognized that principle, that change to rehabilitation, recognized that punitive punishment only led to a cycle of more violence. The law recognized that people who commit crimes have usually been hurt in the past. And by focusing on rehabilitation, you are in effect showing understanding, empathy, and therefore forgiveness for their past actions. When you express forgiveness and show forgiveness, then you become an example to the people in all eight areas of your life, your partner, your family, your work colleagues, your customers, your friends, your peers. And if you're on social media, to all the people in the world. And you send a beautiful message to the person when you forgive them. And it breaks the cycle in themselves. And we live in an era where the example of our conduct can have a worldwide impact. And by practicing forgiveness outwardly, you not only improve your inner peace and your health, but the health of the world. I really feel like the world is sick at the moment. We can only reverse that trend one person at a time. You don't need to take sides to practice forgiveness and live in peace individually within yourself. We are all humans with one consciousness, one spirit, and one earth that we all need to take care of. Now, I know a lot of you listening to this at the moment are thinking, hey, Sam, this is a little bit too idealistic. You don't understand. This person hurt me, or these people hurt my people, or whatever it is that's going on in your mind. That's usually an obstacle to practicing forgiveness. And it's born out of the fact that you think forgiveness is a lot broader than what I'm thinking. So I want to explain to you what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness does not mean showing weakness or condoning or excusing a wrong. We can forgive people without excusing their hurtful act. Forgiveness is not the same as reconciling either. Reconciliation may follow forgiveness, but we can forgive without re-establishing the relationship. Forgiveness is not based on the other person apologizing either. It does not mean forgetting or pretending it didn't happen. It does not mean trust either, right? Because trust needs to be earned. Forgiveness is for you. And what is good for you is going to be good for the people in your life. What is good for the people in your life will be good for the community. And what is good for the community will be good for the world. That's what I'm talking about. It starts and ends with you. So I'm not going to kid you. Forgiveness is tough, but so is everything else in life that is worth having. It's easy to love someone that loves us in return. It is easy to love someone that is nice to us and helps us and makes us feel good. It is easy to love yourself if you go through life not making any mistakes and not experiencing failure. It's easy. True greatness comes from loving yourself or loving another person who has wronged you. But I'm going to make forgiveness easy for you, easy to practice, because there is one powerful practice that I'm going to teach you that will completely release you from your past. And it's founded on the principle that forgiveness is not about changing the past, it's about changing the future. And the technique I'm going to take you through is one that can only be practiced with empathy. In other words, because like I said, forgiveness precedes love, empathy precedes forgiveness. You need to be able to step into the shoes of the other person, you know, walk a mile in that person's shoes to really empathize with them. So I want you to completely do this practice without judgment, without analyzing the wrongs that you felt, and without judging what I say on this on the meditation as something that can be a little bit confronting for you, because you may hear what I have to say and say, why am I apologizing? I did nothing wrong. I don't want you to step into that, right? I'm going to take you into a space now where it's just going to be you and the other person in that room with you, and the room is completely plain blank. There's nothing else in the room. It's just the two of you. And in that space, there is no judgment. So here it goes. Now, if you are driving, listening to this, you're going to have to pause this now and probably do it later. Okay, so you are now sitting, or you're laying down on the bed or the floor, and we're going to go into a meditative state. So I want you to take three deep breaths in through your nose and out through the mouth. And on the up breath, I want you to close your eyes. Now I want you to notice the sounds around you. Can you feel your heart beating? Can you hear traffic outside or someone closing a door? Just notice all the sounds that are around you. Now notice how your body is supported by the chair that you're in, or the ground that you're laying on, or your bed. Just notice how your body is gently supported by the ground. Feel yourself floating on that. Now, I want you to place one hand on your stomach and one hand on your heart. And I want you to focus on the rise and fall of your hand and your stomach, where you're just focusing on the breath. And if your mind wanders, just bring it back to the breath. Bring it back to your stomach. I want you to keep doing that. Now, I want you to imagine you are in a room with a person that hurt you. There's no one else in that room but the two of you. There's nothing in that room, just the four beige colored walls, and there's the two of you. And you face each other. And you step closer to each other, like you're 1 meter apart from each other. And you looking at them in their eyes, and they're looking it back directly into your eyes. Now I want you to look at them in the eye and say to them, I forgive you. And I want you to forgive me. Now I want you to imagine them looking back at you and saying to you, I forgive you and I want you to forgive me. I want you to repeat that, going back and forth between yourself and them, saying to them, I forgive you and I want you to forgive me. And them saying back to you, I forgive you and I want you to forgive me. At some point, as you repeat this back and forth, you will experience a physiological response. You might get goosebumps, or you might even cry, or you might even laugh. That's your body releasing the tension of that past hurt. When you've experienced that physiological response, I want you to move on to the next person that has hurt you and that you are holding on to resentment or bitterness from that hurt, and go through the same experience with them. So as the other person leaves the room and you feel like that energy has been now neutralized and you're in that forgiveness state, there may be two people or three people or four people. Bring them all to this present moment from your past and go through the same forgiveness expression. I forgive you and I want you to forgive me. And they themselves telling you, I forgive you and I want you to forgive me. And once you've done all the forgiving that you need to from all the people in your life, past and present, I want you to return your focus on your breath. For a few more seconds, now move your body, your toes, your hands, and feel yourself coming back to the present moment. And when you're ready, I want you to notice all the sounds around you, where you are in this world at this point in time. It could be in your car, as I said, laying on your bed, on the floor, or sitting in a chair. And I want you to notice how insignificant you are when you zoom out onto this world. Imagine that you are zooming right out and you see yourself sitting in that chair, one person out of billions. That is the perspective of our life. We are one of many. Now I want you to open your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And that is the end of the technique. It's very simple. It's one that you can do time and time again. And it's most powerful when you do it when someone has hurt you in the present moment. So how do you feel at the moment? Did you experience a physiological response? That is how forgiveness feels in your body. Notice how you might feel lighter. Now, I know that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you may have thought about a person in your life, both past and present, that would probably benefit from listening to this episode. So please help me spread love and peace in this world by sharing it with them. Because I really believe that if everyone on this planet practiced forgiveness on a daily basis and hit the reset button and wipe the slate clean, the world would be a lot better place. There'd be less hate speech and there'd be a lot more love. And I firmly believe that. There's so many beautiful people doing so many beautiful things in this world. And you need to remember that and don't lose hope. But it starts with you. It starts with you practicing your individual forgiveness, not just for the sake of the world, but for your sake of your own health and your own prosperity. As I said, you can never be successful and be prosperous and achieve the material goals in your life if you are hanging on to past regrets and resentments and bitterness. So I hope that makes sense. I would love to continue this conversation with you on social media. So please take a screenshot of this episode, post it on the platform and tag me in it. You'll find me at Sam McCool, that's M-A-K-H-O-U-L, or you can search for A Higher Branch. And I would love to know your views on what I've just explained on this episode. And by all means, send me your questions. And that's it really for today's episode. And before I leave, I want to remind you that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to change your energy internally and the energy you put out into this world by practicing forgiveness to heal your past and redefine your future. On that note, I hope you have a great day. And as always, don't forget to live consciously, my friends.